Fox News host turned top D.C. prosecutor Jeanine Pirro has emerged as a key cheerleader for President Trump's intervention in local policing. But as WAMU's Alex Coma reports, Pirro has also used the spotlight to wage a familiar battle against some of the district's criminal justice reforms.
The new U.S. attorney for D.C. knows a little something about being in front of the camera after spending nearly two decades as a TV news anchor. And Jeanine Pirro has put those skills to work over the last week, as Trump's moves in D.C. have put the city under a microscope. More often than not, her focus has been on the district's youth.
Young people are coddled, and they don't need to be coddled anymore. They need to be held accountable.
Unlike President Trump, who has railed against violent crime in the city writ large, Pirro was zeroed in specifically on local laws meant to rehabilitate people accused or convicted of crimes at a young age. She's penned opinion pieces and letters to lawmakers criticizing laws allowing for things like juvenile sentence reduction, record sealing, and early release.
I want to send a message that we are going to catch you, that we are going to change the laws, that if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, we're going to bring you into the justice system.
Pirro has connected the district's reforms to the city's recent uptick in youth violence, which included a sharp rise in shootings in 2023 that has since declined. But complaints about juvenile justice reform from prosecutors are nothing new, in both the Capitol and in other parts of the country. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is also concerned about sending the wrong message to adolescents accused of crimes.
I am an accountability mayor. If you commit a crime in the district with a gun, there has to be accountability. And that's if you are an adult or if you are a juvenile. I don't think we always have that accountability.
But criminal justice reform advocates don't want to see D.C. leaders make what they say will be counterproductive changes simply to appease Trump and Pirro in order to ward off additional interference. Vanessa Batters-Thompson is the head of the D.C. Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. She argues that cities and states have pursued policy changes allowing for more lenient sentences for young people because of the overwhelming evidence that punishing them pushes teens to commit more crimes in the future.
It feels like we are taking a step back from an evidence-based approach to criminal justice to one that is really focused on the short-term appearance of less crime at the risk of a population that is much less stable over the long term.
Pirro has also criticized a D.C. law allowing people convicted of crimes under the age of 25 to seek sentence reductions after they've served at least 15 years. More than a dozen states have passed similar reforms, giving judges a chance to review a sentence after a significant amount of time has been served. Troy Berner was one of the first beneficiaries of D.C.'s sentence reduction law after spending 24 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He now studies criminal justice reform issues and observes that these reductions are only meant to give people second chances after they clear a rigorous review process. He says they have no bearing at all on youth crime rates.
We're doing some amazing things out here, and I think, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, people's lives have been involved in this misleading narratives.
Similarly, Nye Winslow, policy counsel at the D.C. Justice Lab, points to Pirro's focus on the city's juvenile record sealing law as a misguided one.
I know she and the administration want to talk about public safety, but if you are allowing people the opportunity to move forward and gain a legal income, get legal housing, get legal educational opportunities, that will decrease the chance that they are going to resort to criminal activity.
Pirro's office declined to speak with NPR for this story, stating her public comments spoke for themselves. For NPR News, I'm Alex Coma in Washington, D.C.